Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I mean, kind of like the eclipse, we don't have the greatest weather for the day that we want. It's a Friday, and it's like super wet and windy out there. Studio Capaccio is rocking over here today, Joe.
All right.
The wind.
Yeah, there's a lot of wind. There's a lot of wind. It's died down a little bit, but trees were moving around earlier. Supposed to get some snow tonight.
Come on, I did not see that.
Yeah. Supposed to get some snow tonight. Who was it?
Have we had any snow this April? We haven't. We've had a little trace in some regard, correct?
I think I was overnight.
Gone for most of the first 9 days.
Yeah. I think overnight, maybe there was one day, and maybe that's probably what this is, too. Aaron Mentkowski from Channel 7 tweeted a graphic that said 0.8 inches of snow overnight for tonight into tomorrow. So, you know, most probably won't even see it. If there is
any,
it might be overnight,
is,
and then it melts by the time you wake up.
Do you remember what Patrick Hamer told us a couple years ago? And I always remember this. There's never been an April in Buffalo without snow.
Right. There's always something that's measurable on some level.
Yeah. So I think we've already had it. It might have been like an overnight night when I was in Australia. I'm not sure. But if not, then tonight would be the night. So I did not know that. There's some snow tonight. I mean, it's not looking too bad. You know what we're doing now? I'm getting ready for Little League baseball season. I'm my son's head coach for both his 10U travel team and his house team. And now's the time where you start to try to get outside, do some practices. We have like evaluations for drafting the 9-10-year-old kids. That's coming up within the week. And it's just such a hit and miss to try and get outside to play baseball this time of year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Heck with golf. Baseball is way tougher.
Yeah. You got to hit. I mean, your hands probably hurt, right? When you're making contact with the bat? I don't even know.
It's just a wet field, though, too, right? You
field.
Can play on a wet golf surface. I don't love it, but you could do it. But you can't do that in baseball, really. It's just much harder, obviously. That's why they have wet diamonds, and you call it because of rain and wet diamonds.
Right. Yeah, the Bisons, did they get their game postponed in the 8th, I think, yesterday? Because there was a window between rains yesterday. That's going to happen early April. You're going to get a lot of delays. It makes sense. It's the only sport, really, where you get severe delays, I think, because of weather. I guess golf you do, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Football,
I guess you could have it like tennis you do sometimes with the when they're an outdoor tournaments.
But do they... Never mind. They would need to. I'm like, do they need to do that in tennis, or are they just doing that because they don't want to do it? No, they would probably... The ball, bouncing is very important
and
the right way.
It's a player safety issue, too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
On the surface. I mean, but, the Bisons and baseball teams, professional baseball teams, they have tarps. We don't have tarps. over at the Hurdle North Park Shoshone Little League. I mean, if anybody wants to donate them and, you know, put them on and help us, that'd be great. But we don't have that. So when there's a little bit of water, like all, you know, Little Leagues. Now, I will tell you, when you were growing up, did you have, you played baseball, right, in some capacity, Little League? You played
baseball? I think until I was like 11 or 12, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember turf fields for baseball? Or was it all grass?
I don't remember turf. I'm not. It probably happened. I don't remember turf, though. I remember grass.
They're everywhere now, Joe. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Turf baseball diamonds everywhere. And they're really nice. And not only are they nice to play on, and, you know, you can, you're not going to be as wet, and, you know, you don't have to keep them up. What's really cool about the turf baseball diamonds they have, and we play at a lot of these different fields now that have turf diamonds. There's a great, you know, Little League in Lancaster has it. If you drive by a lot of the, if you go down Transit by Depew High School and go right around there, what is that, Coma Park, I think, you could see where they have a really great turf facility. A lot of them do. You go to, I think, Cheektowaga, the Williamsville schools, they have these turf facilities now. But anyway, even the Little League diamonds. What's cool about the Little League diamonds, though, with turf, you can actually move, like, the pitcher's mound. They have makeshift mounds. They're actually, like, movable mounds that you can move to the different diamond specifications. And then the bases, too. So you can just lift up the bases and move it up or down to a certain area to fit whatever league, whatever age you're doing, which is totally cool. So we could go, like, sometimes we'll go play a game, and before us, there's a 12U game, let's say, and they're playing on a 90-foot diamond. And then we play, and we're on a 60-foot diamond, and all they do is lift the bases up and move them down 30 feet.
Okay. Nice.
It's the same diamond.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
And the pitcher's mound, by the way. They just move those. So, but they're everywhere now. You have these turf fields. All right, I want to start today. We already started, but I want to ask you a question that maybe I'm just super ignorant about. I wanted to tweet this last night, but I did not because I was really afraid that people would tell me how much of an idiot I am. Okay? So
okay.
I didn't do that. Feel free to tell me I'm an idiot. I'm just giving you that right now, Joe. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Last night's Sabres game, there's a fight at the end of the game, correct? You saw the brawl. You saw the fight. We all saw it. I was at the game for two periods. We are still having major jet lag in my house, and my son had to go to school today, so we actually left at the end of the second period. We just wanted to go to the final home game of the year. We went. It was great. So I did not see the fight. It actually would have been right in front of me. Josh, you sat next to Max. Was Max cool with you? Was Max cool with you, Josh?
Yeah, he was. He was funny. We came back. Me and my buddies came back from the getting food and stuff right as Benson scored. And he turns to me and goes, "Benson scored." And I was like, "I know." So
all right.
It was fun.
I love it. I love it. That's cool. Well, we got a chance there and we saw Josh, and the fight was right in front of us, right, Josh, where we were sitting last night?
Yep.
That would have been right there.
Literally like right at that face-off dot. So like in the offensive zone.
I knew that. I knew that when I watched it on TV. We got home, I watched it, and I'm like, oh my God, like we were right there. We would have seen this. Okay. The Capitals had their goaltender pulled. Mm-hmm. They had six guys on the ice.
Right.
Sabres had five.
Yep.
The fight was right in front of UPL, correct?
Yes. Basically, yeah.
What is the protocol there? I was going to text Marty last night and say, wait a minute. Shouldn't the goalie make sure his guys are not outnumbered since it's right there and just go grab somebody?
I would say yes to that. And one guy that I will always remember doing this every single time that situation arose, whether it was in Buffalo or elsewhere, was Ryan Miller. If there was something happening at the end of a game and the other goalie was pulled, Ryan Miller was getting involved. There's a scrum slash brawl at the end of game one, Sabres and Bruins in 2010, where the Bruins have the goalie pulled. The Sabres win that game. And they're like everyone starts going after Chara. Like Chara and Gostad, and everyone's fighting, so everyone gets involved. And Miller charges out of his net and grabs Miroslav Chatan. Like there's a photo out there, there's a video out there of Miller and Chatan grabbing each other. They're not dropping the gloves, but just shoving back and forth. And Miller did that in Vancouver, I remember. So he's someone I think about for that, and I know other goalies too. The only thing I would say in Lukanen's defense here is if you watch the brawl back from last night, Alex Ovechkin is not getting involved.
Yes. Okay, that is the one guy. I agree with you, and I watched it too, and I said the exact same thing. I even pointed it out to my wife last night when we got home. We were watching it, and she goes, "Oh wow, like this doesn't happen very often." And obviously, we were there; we would have seen this. And I said, "Oh, the first thing that came to my mind was They're outnumbered. They got six guys on the ice. Yeah. The Sabres have five. And then I looked and go, wait a minute, look at Ovechkin. He's just standing there. He's not grabbing anyone.
Yeah, he's just standing but watching like, I'm too old for this bleep. I don't need to get involved here. There's already five of us anyway.
Answer my first question. Am I an idiot for even thinking about this or asking this question?
No, I thought the same thing. I'm not going to lie. I thought the exact same thing, like, hey, six on five, but then, right, like, as you watch, like, okay, but Ovechkin is, like, just hanging out on the side, not doing anything, so.
Okay, yes. I just texted Marty. I didn't do this last night. I just texted him now because you told me it's not a stupid question. I didn't want to bother him with a stupid question last night, plus he was on the air. I said, what's the protocol for a six-on-five fight when the goalie is pulled? Shouldn't UPL have grabbed someone? Now, there's also, like, did they just run the... Because on TV, they had the replay going, and then you heard the horn, and I'm like, wait a minute, did we miss the face-off? I don't think there was a face-off, correct? They just ran the time?
They ran the time. I don't know that there was any time anyway. Yeah, no, the clock was expired. Everyone got together with, like, under a second left, so the clock ran out.
I don't think it ran out officially before that, Joe. It ran out. The horn did not go until after the fight was over.
For the third period to end?
Yes.
I mean, the referee doesn't blow his whistle, I don't think.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking of the goal horn because that's what I heard. That's right.
Yeah,
I heard the goal horn. But then again, the goal horn went well after. If the third period horn sounds, we didn't hear the goal horn. Is that because there was a fight going on and whoever's in charge of the goal horn didn't want to hit it? Because the goal horn didn't go to celebrate the win until after the fight was completely over.
Right. The clock expired. The clock expired.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And naturally. So I think we're good on that front. Okay. Yeah, definitely. It was under a second left when the referee goes to blow his whistle. So I don't think there would have been another face.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Off. All right, so
it was game two, by the way.
I'm still wondering, and I want to see if Marty gets back to me and says, I'm still wondering, like, when you're a goalie in that situation, I'm just wondering why he didn't grab somebody, at least come out there. His team is 6-on-5. Again, you're right. Ovechkin's not doing anything. I don't think that means that. I think if the protocol is, hey, I got to make sure that my guys aren't outnumbered here, because they are, actually, I don't think that Ovechkin just standing there should relieve him from that. And I'm not criticizing UPL. I don't know. I'm asking. Plus, I also know that if he does that, does he get ejected for joining the fight? And the game is over. He would have to get ejected before they cut. There's a lot of different things going on here, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on. I think with all the circumstances, I'd probably want my goalie to go out there and, like, just make sure that everyone's good and it's not an outnumbered advantage. But I'm interested in what Marty says, too, because I also don't think that's, like, you know, required of the goaltender, for instance. And in that situation, when you've got a guy hanging out on the side and the game is over, so I don't think it's a big deal that Luukkonen didn't go out there, but he certainly could have.
803-0550, if you want to jump on this conversation and let us know. Maybe you play goalie and you're like, yeah, or you coached and you... Maybe there's an... It's just one of those, like, unwritten sports rules, right? I don't know. That's why I'm wondering about it. Like, if there's an unwritten... The other part of it, Joe, is I wouldn't even have thought of it. It was on the other end of the ice, maybe. But it's, like, right in front of him. That's why I thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, geez, you know, he has to skate, like, 20 feet. He could probably grab somebody here. It was funny looking at Ovechkin basically doing what you just said, which is, I am not getting involved in this whatsoever.
Right. Miller, by the way, it's funny. I'm watching the video back of this playoff game in 2010, and there's a replay, I'm going to tweet it out, of Miller. Like, Miller, That dude just was on top of stuff all the time. And in the game, usually mostly, but like even this kind of stuff where you see like the thing, the scrum start, and there is just zero hesitation. Like, guy, like, he knows that it's an empty net, and guys start going after each other, and it's boom, instant. He's running out of the net to go to that pile. So,
right.
And he wasn't a tough guy. I mean, how big was Ryan Miller? He was like the thinnest dude in the team ever. So,
right. All right, it's the Northtown Automotive, Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Speaking of Northtown, they're always helping us get connected with our fans. So let's go to Pat in South Buffalo, who has an answer or wants to chime in on this. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, hi. I was at the game last night, and if you watch closely, Ovechkin does play the role of the third man a little bit at the beginning. It looks like the ref tells him to back off. And when he's standing around the scrum, you could see him. He grabs on to Tage Thompson's arm on a couple of occasions, preventing him from actually engaging in the fight. So he wasn't completely innocent and all that.
I have this as well, Joe. How about this, Pat? From Kevin, who just tweeted me. Alex did not engage because he would have gotten a third man in penalty and possibly suspended for a game or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, watching what occurred last night in the two fights simultaneously, I was then actually telling my daughter about the game last week between the Devils and the Rangers, in which eight players were ejected 2 seconds into the game. That the first fight that
That's
engages
right.
everyone else that fights thereafter. So,
thanks, Pat. We appreciate your call. That is getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I want to talk about this fight a little bit. A couple things. Tage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he handled himself pretty well.
Yeah. Pacioretty. I don't think Pacioretty really wanted any of that smoke.
Right.
He never threw a punch. I don't think he was ready to. Tage maybe, you know, showing a little bit of the frustration of the season. Maybe a little bit there. Maybe there was something else going on. Something was said. I don't know. But he was raining bombs over top of Pacioretty. Like, that is not a good spot for Pacioretty to be in. Because, what's Thompson got? 6 inches on him? That is not a good position to be in. And Tage, I mean, took, you know, what'd he throw? 10 punches versus zero for Pacioretty?
That's right. He does have that. But did you know Tage could fight?
Oh,
I didn't know Tage could fight.
He's fought 3 or 4 times at least for the Sabres.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it or seen it as much as
I
realize.
Not like he's doing it all the time, but I've seen him do it a couple of times, yeah. Okay. There was maybe a game earlier in the season against Chicago where he did too.
Oh, now, yes. I do remember one of these, that's right.
Now, I haven't seen him take full advantage of somebody like that, though. Like, even when he's gotten into a fight, like, I don't think he's just, you know, looked like, who's the Ranger kid? Matt Rempe out there. That looked like Matt Rempe. Just super tall guy, just, again, raining bombs on top of just a smaller guy.
And then you had Greenway, and look, I mean, he's going against Wilson, right? I mean, he got a lick in, though. I didn't see the exact full replay of that one. It looked like he got a good shot before Wilson kind of put him down.
Yeah. Wilson's big. He's a big dude,
he's
right?
He's tough.
Like, Greenway's the guy, though, you would want out there against him.
Yeah.
If someone
okay,
had
so you know what happens though in this situation, Joe, right? This is the I'm sure you guys got in fact I saw somebody tweeting about it today with Jeremy, and then I saw somebody tweeting at Mike Harrington about it. We all get this, and I'm sure you probably got it. Maybe people called this morning. I have no idea. You know what happens in these situations. As soon as they happen, we get the call from certain fans who say, "See, you need more tough guys. You gotta have people on the ice to be able to take care of business." And while I'm not going to sit here and go, yeah, let's get back to Rob Ray era. Let's get back to Andrew Peters era. That's not what I'm about to say or think at all. I will say, though, I did appreciate finally that this team showed a little bit of toughness and stuck up for one another and someone was willing to throw the gloves. I can be a little old school like that. I don't think it has to be dismissed all the time that is not worth anything. And unfortunately, it was too little too late. I'm not saying load up with Rempies on your roster.
Yeah.
But the Rangers are the best team in the league, or close to it, and they do have Matt Rempe on the roster.
All right. Well, it is more of an engagement for people, right? Like, you want to see the team engaged, a belief in each other, right? Like, that's what you want. That's what people want. I would say this, though, like, and we haven't heard a lot of that, like, criticism of they don't have enough of that. But there's been some of that, sure. Like, they need to be, you know, a tougher hockey team. I would just want to make a difference here. If there is any criticism levied against them, it's more mental toughness than it is physical toughness. Like, go look at their best players. Like, there's Tage dropping the gloves. There was someone just tweeted in I wouldn't have known this happened, that Thompson apparently destroyed someone for getting after Skinner in the preseason. Like, and he's dropped the gloves a few times. Like, Thompson will do it, and Tuck will do it if he has to. Dahlin's the one who started all that last night. Not really. Like, he was.
That's right.
I mean, Oshie's the one who kind of hits Thompson from behind, but Dahlin, who, hey, everyone wants him. Everyone thinks he's going to be the next captain. What do Sabre fans want from the next captain? Wasn't it that? It's Dahlin coming in from neutral ice. The game is over. Someone just took a shot at your best player, and Dahlin just drops TJ Oshie and starts the whole thing. And Dahlin's been like that all the time. He'll always get in stuff. He throws the biggest checks on the team. So Dahlin is tough enough, I think, very much. I mentioned Tuck and Thompson. I mean, who are we really talking about that is lacking in that way? Skinner even is like, he got suspended last year for cross-checking a dude in the teeth. So I think they've got some smaller young players that are up and coming and probably don't fit that. But when I think of their lack of toughness, and I'm not even one that thinks it matters all that much at all, but if I think of where they're lacking in that department, it's not physical toughness. I think it's mental toughness.
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's definitely borne out throughout the year. But I do think about teams like the Rangers and the fact that they're willing to have guys like Rempe on the roster and think, well, we've been saying for how many years you don't have guys like that anymore.
Right.
Well, here's the best team in the league with a guy like that now.
That's right. But he's not the reason they're good. Like, he hardly plays. He's played four, and he's also played 14 games this year. Like, he's getting headlines because, right, the extra stuff that's happening. And I'm sure the Rangers love it. But they were the best team in hockey even before he played a game for them this season. So, you know, like, he is the...
Right.
You're right, though. Like, he's a way-gone era. He is the goon. That's all he does. He didn't score in the AHL. I looked at his numbers the other day. Never did anything in the AHL. Never did anything in juniors other than fight. Like, he is a fighter. So, like, I don't think there's another one like him in the league today. And I guarantee you when the Rangers get to the playoffs, he will not be in their lineup. At least not at the start of series. So, but I do think there's a point to be made here that, like, we can use another individual, for example, and maybe make the same point. How about the guy from last night? Not my favorite idea, but I'm sure we'll talk about him as an idea this summer. Tom Wilson's about to become a free agent.
There's a lot that goes on with that. There's a lot that comes along with that, right?
But he also is a good hockey player. Like, along with, right, like, he's not just a goon, and he gets in trouble, right, because he goes over the line a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I will say, it's been a bit, I feel like, since he's done that. But whatever, he's done it a lot.
I think so, too.
But he's like he's an actual good hockey player. And that's more of tough to play against, right? Like, Rempe is, well, one guy on your team has got to fight him tonight, like, at most. Like, that's the most that comes with him. Wilson is every single shift for 20 minutes that he's on the ice, I'm going to have my head up because that guy is coming after me. Like, that's a different type of player that, like, I'd listen to. I think he's got to be a good player, too. And that's one example of a guy that, hey, there's probably going to be a crowd of fans that are going to want to see the Sabres go after Tom Wilson this summer.
A few more things we need to get to. So we'll do that on the other side. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to have Jeff Mitas join us to talk about the Masters, day one, and then partly of day one today, resuming, and day two. Tiger was actually had to do to play five holes this morning. Watch that. And then now he's going to be back on the course for day number two, as everybody else is, at the Masters. So Jeff Mitas will join us at 11:05 a.m. When we come back after this timeout, there's two questions about players. You want to talk about players and on this team next year? One guy, Joe, I want to ask you about who's on the team currently, if you think he will be next year. Number two, a guy who's not on the team, and you think the Sabres, might and should pursue and what that would look like. But before we do, how about this? This is the power of radio, Joe DiBiase. We're sitting here talking about all this. I just had a Sabres/NHL off-ice official text me, okay?
Okay.
Said, Sal, there should have been about 1.5 seconds left when the fight started.
Okay.
We were in touch with Toronto. They said, do not reset the clock. Game over.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, so, but even he does say that, like, they would have had to reset the clock, right?
Yes.
They didn't
yes.
stop the clock and then run it. Okay.
Right. So apparently, I think that what he's saying is there was 1.5 when it started, it ran out. In a lot of the, maybe in a situation where if it was a, maybe a different situation, they might have said, you got to put 1.5 back on. They didn't do that. They just said, no, the game's over. It doesn't matter. So thank you. So there we go. That's the power of radio when you're talking here on the Extra Point Show on WGR. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, a couple of roster decisions for the Sabres, a lot of them coming up this offseason. One player I'm interested in if they will and should keep on the team, and one that is not on the team that maybe they should pursue. We'll do that with Joe when we come back here on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.